And it was an incredible show. I was really impressed. I mean, I think they always struck me as some kind of weird novelty act. Their songs were always kind of like teetering on the bridge of like humor, which is something that can be easily dismissed, in my opinion. You know, bands like Cake and Weezer are just, it's awful, really. Which isn't really in keeping with what a lot of 90s bands were about. But they had a great musicianship. Les Claypool is a genius. I think he's still around. He's pals with Sean Lennon, and they have a project coming out, something like that, this year. Anyway, let's go back and hear My Name is Mud from Pork Soda. And I remember hearing this live and seeing it, and it was just amazing how the entire area outside was jumping in unison. And there wasn't really any moshing, just kind of jumping in unison. It's impressive stuff. Anyway, let's hear it now. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
sit still, followed by millions of dumbfounded dip. Some say the end is near, some say we'll see Armageddon soon. Certainly hope we will. I sure could use a vacation from this stupid. One great big festering neon distraction. I
star. I want it now, I want it all, and I don't care how. Careful what you wish, careful what you say, careful what you wish.
Why Go from, you can hear the opening tones of Black warming up in the background as Why Go finishes from Alive. I'm sorry, from 10. Alive is the song that I think of most when I think of this record. You know, it's funny that nothing says more Seattle than this record, with the ripped jeans and the flannel wearing messiness and the shoes untied and the multiple socks and layers and everything. That was the record, the graphics and the way that they dressed, that Pearl Jam dressed, nothing said grunge more than that, for sure. Before that, Metallica with King Nothing from Load. God. Tool with Enema from the album of the same name. Of course, we had Primus starting things off with My Name is Mud from Pork Soda. We are going back and reviewing and listening to music from the first set of Lollapaloozas since the lineup for this coming Lollapalooza, which is taking place, I think, in August, Grant Park in Chicago. Now it's a long weekend, but back then it was a nationwide tour. And it's been all over the world. There are Lollapaloozas in, like, Brazil and Chile and stuff like that, but we're not going to get too involved. Let's stay on message, stay focused. Primus, of course, played in 93. We had Tool also played in 93, and then they headlined again, or they played higher up on the bill. I think that was in 97. Then we had Metallica. That was also 97. No, sorry, that was 96. And then, of course, we had Pearl Jam in 92. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And up next, a band that came out of the Pixies and before and after the Pixies, the Breeders, terrific group. I love this record, Pod. We're going to hear Glorious from it. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
This song is called Tearing Me Apart. We'll be right back.
Burning Inside from Ministry, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that's one of my favorite Ministry, or my favorite Lollapalooza moments is seeing them live while I was tripping my balls off. Love that stuff. Like, Al Jorgensen had this, like, ridiculous, or maybe I was tripping and I don't remember it accurately, but he had this huge staff with, like, a ram's head, like a ram's skull with, like, hair coming out of it. And he would raise it up and in certain moments during the concert, during his set. Amazing. It blew me away. I loved it. Nine Inch Nails before that with Sanctified from Pretty Hate Machine. They, of course, played in 91, Ministry in 92. And Nine Inch Nails was another good set. It was like a lot of moshing. The pit was alive in front of the band. It was like all this dirt flying up. It was like this huge cloud while they were playing, like through a cloud of dirt. And it was kind of cool. Rollins Band, also from 91. That was Tearing, we heard from. You know, I don't know if that song has ever appeared on an album that Rollins Band put out, but I know that's on I played it off the sampler from his record label, the Imago Recording Company, a label that's long, long gone. Before that, the Breeders started things off with Glorious from Pod, 1,000 Points of Light. WMFO, if you're just joining me, where have you been? You missed a great show. We're about done here with 15 minutes left, and this has been my look back at some of the great Lollapalooza lineups of the past. We're kind of sticking away or veering away from the Lollapalooza weekend gigs in Grand Park in Chicago. So, yeah, that's mostly 90s stuff, I guess, which is kind of what the show's all about here in 1,000 Points of Light. So that makes sense, doesn't it? Some sad news recently. Keith Flint from Prodigy passed away. We're going to play Prodigy's Breathe from the Fat of the Land. They played in Lollapalooza in 97, so we're going to hear that right now. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
licking his finger, licking good too. Look at, 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 look at,
All right, 1,000 points away. WMFO. We're going to let Jane's Addiction play us out. With Jane says, when I saw them, they didn't play this. I was very upset. But it's their most signature song, so we're going to hear that as the way to go out. Of course, this whole Wapoosa thing was a brainchild of Perry Farrell, so it makes sense to kind of let him have the last word, even though I'm talking over him. And, yeah, it was terrific. So, and he played, I think, Jane's headline twice, 03, and then, of course, in 91. Anyway, I'll see you next week here on WMFO 91.5 Medford.